Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Ophelia, the Mystic Muse. Ophelia's gifts of sound, senses, synergy, and storytelling are the platform for her consultations. Her diverse and expansive experiences and unique tools of perceiving information reveals patterns and hidden information interconnected within everyday life, relationships, health, and lineage issues. These are the keys to greater understanding. She's a Reiki master teacher, life alchemist and coach, intuitive, psychic, initiate of the ancient mystery schools, shamanic and goddess wisdoms, intra-energetic alignment, and crystal sound practitioner, and truly a lot more, in addition to being an artist, writer, dancer, and TV and theater producer. So you can find out all about what Ophelia has to offer, and that is a lot, by visiting her website, which is OpheliaTheMysticMuse.com, and I have a direct link to her website in the show page description. With that, I'd like to welcome Ophelia back to the show. Hello, Ophelia.
Oh, good morning. Good afternoon, Robert. It's such a pleasure. Such a pleasure to be
here.
Oh,
thank you. It is, you know, I had to go back and look. First of all, you've been on the show twice before, so I had to go back and I need to find out exactly when that was. Well, the last time was when I was doing the year-end series and doing, people were doing readings and that kind of thing, and that was December of 2013. So
I
was like 4.5 I know. Then I thought, well, you know, I remember, I clearly remember, even to this day, the very first show that you did with me was on labyrinths and leadership. Yeah. And I thought, oh, my God, I got to find out when that one was. And then and it was like I was having problems with my search and my archive page and that kind of thing. So I thought, huh. Well, I know the December one. And then I went to your website, and sure enough, under your area, you have that show listed. And I just clicked on it, and that was December 25th, 2012. So that was a little over, just a hair over 6 years ago that we first spoke on this show.
On this show, but our very first meeting was when I was with Michael in Santa Fe, and we both were on your show in Santa Fe.
Absolutely, yes. That was the
2007.
Very first one. Oh my gosh, 2007. I was having trouble recalling the year. Oh my goodness. Wow.
We go back a ways.
that's what, 11 years. That's something else. Well, since you've been on the show, again, it was December 2013, what kind of high level, what's been going on?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I have, in order to know what's going on, you have to go back from where you are, go backwards. And I'll go backwards from this year and last year, the year before. I have recently come back from I'm living in Mount Shasta, and it is snowing at the moment, in Northern California. I spent nearly 4 months in Australia and in Thailand recently, and visiting my father in Australia and my sister. My father is the most amazing man. He's the inspiration. He's 96 on April Fool's Day and still works producing television commercials and is just hugely active, and just has an amazing history. And I learned, I went back to see him, but what I didn't realize is all of the things that were being woven in for me to see and understand the matrix and the matrices of patterns and history and lineage and energetics and the difference between the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere. I mean, this is massive explosion of information that really, I mean, it still keeps on coming and coming, but it was so subtle in the beginning, and now it's becoming even more obvious in today's world. And I spent a month in Thailand doing some stuff, and I was gifted with a whole new understanding of how to be gentle. How to really truly live and breathe and be gentle in what your spiritual beliefs are in your heart and soul, and on a day-to-day basis. And I learned and witnessed what that was about. Last year I went, and I haven't traveled for a long, long time, except in the last 2.5 years I've traveled a lot. Last year I went to Hungary, to Budapest, to meet with some amazing women that are doing, they're doing work on bringing the Lumerian codes of the 13 stellar nations of the Milky Way. And this work is taking astrology and our understanding of lineage and connections to completely other levels. And I didn't know it at the time, but when I went there, I found out that I happened to be the very first individual from America to come and sit with them and meet with them. And I think I'm the only Australian that actually has met with them. And so, you know, and Lumeria is the Australian New Zealand lineage connection in the Southern Hemisphere that's being reactivated again. So it's like spirit was really, really directing me in amazing ways that I could never have could never have made up. And during that trip to Budapest, you know, beforehand I went to Austria, to Vienna, where I used to live many, many years ago, to feel and see that again and do some work of perhaps hearing, clearing some codes there, and then went to Glastonbury and, you know, learned a whole other dynamic of the feminine goddess about what's going on there. And then the year and a half before that, I went to Egypt and to reactivate some information within me. And all of this has to do with what's within my soul and being and DNA and energetic fields. And learning how and what and who we are on completely different higher levels that are opening and making, sort of really making us as individuals, no matter who and where you are, anywhere on the planet, into really sometimes subtly, sometimes very blatantly, asking us to find and be the most authentic self we can be, the most authentic, truthful, honoring, validating self in all of our interactions. And it's really powerful.
I'm going to want to talk in a little bit more detail about that. You know, one of the things when we were talking about, by the way, I do want to let listeners know that Ophelia will take a question from a caller if you want. I mean, one question from each caller. If you would like to call in and ask her any questions, we're going to do that right after the break at the bottom of the hour. The number to dial in is 619-789-4359. And those listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions, feel free to type them in. And I do know that we have two callers on the line. So, again, we will get to you after the break. So, you know, you were talking about, you know, that authentic, you know, being. When we were talking ahead of time about a topic for today's show, you indicated that what is raising up for all is finding and being the real human, authentic, honest, and discerning consciously to be present outside the AI matrix. So that, there was just like so much in there. Like, whoa. You know, I was kind of like, I wanted to dissect it into different pieces, but then again, you know, it really loses it in the whole. But anyway, so and so you mentioned the authenticity, you know, and honesty as being a part of what is being, I mean, it's what we're seeing more and more of. I mean, it's a lot more truth being told right now. But when you talked about discerning consciously, what exactly is that? What does that look like?
Well, what I mean by that is, you know, based on who we are, how our, what our upbringing is, where we live, and all of, you know, the outward 3D perceptions we have in our world, truth is different for everyone. And so that is like the linear world truth. Yet to consciously start knowing who you are, and not the who you are that has been created by someone else or formed by someone else's ideas and growing up and opinions, expectations, but it's finding the very truth inside of you and knowing that, and then acting and living and breathing through that. And it doesn't have to be sort of overtly obvious, because when we do that, we often, you know, sabotage ourselves initially, because it's so contrary to what the people around us expect of us. And so in all of the work, everything I've ever done, you know, my whole being is always like, who am I and what have I come here to do and how it be? And it's such, you know, it's probably what the most asked question there possibly is.
Right. Uh-huh.
And for years, you know, eons of time, we've had all sorts of wisdom holders and keepers and readers and astrologers from, you know, thousands of years, that they've brought in all the information that they have that's been given. And so we understand ourselves from, you know, Western astrology, you know, your sun sign, your moon sign, and all of, you know, and that astrology. There's the Vedic tradition, which comes through, you know, the East Indians. Then you have the Maya tradition, which is, you know, something else again. You have the Egyptian astrology. You have Native Americans. I mean, everybody has their twist on exactly the same cosmos, but it's based on their traditions. And then you have, and you've had Freud, and you've had, you know, all sorts of things, people coming in and bringing all sorts of things over time. And each one has truth to them.
Right.
And as you evolve, and you know, if you start off in the very beginning and you start taking things that are easy, like, you know, you start learning what your sun sign is and your moon and what are these, and then you have that little picture, and then you get somebody introduces you to something else, and then you go into that, you get another picture, and then you go to have a psychic reading, or and you go and get another little piece of that picture. And over time, it becomes this huge puzzle of dozens and dozens and hundreds of puzzle pieces. But you don't, you know where to put some of them, but you don't know where to put others, even though they're all lying there and they look familiar, but you don't know how to put them into place. And what I found is that since 1987, there at the harmonic convergence, there was an energetic shift on the planet that physically science eventually said, oh, wow, something really changed, you know, in August 87, that there was really a change. And that was the beginning of this new wave of consciousness that is bringing us into a whole new, the world we're in now, the world we're creating now.
Wow, okay. And yeah. So now, yeah, so I mean, and what's interesting is that when you were talking about some of the things that you were doing and the connection to lineage, and I mean, mm-hmm. and then you talked about the AI matrix. Now, what do you consider the AI matrix to be?
All right. Oh, the AI matrix. Now, if you are older, younger than 55 years old, now you understand this. You didn't grow up, if you're older than that, you didn't grow up with television. I was 8 years old when television arrived in Australia.
Wow.
So you have to look back. Anybody 55 years and younger has always lived in a world where there was a technological mode of communication. And it started off with television. And then we had radio, but that was completely different to television.
Mm-hmm.
And the types of transmissions that came through that. Then you had the growth through that. You've had the growth of other technologies. You've had the growth of the computer in the 80s. That started opening, and that opened up a whole nother field. Then you started having the opening of of different types of telephones. Then now we've got to the point where anywhere in the world that you go, no matter where, people have a piece of technology in their hand, their heads are down, and they are walking in oblivion. In
mm-hmm.
big cities, it is really scary. It doesn't matter where you are. That people are so in tune to this phone, the internet, the energetics of the matrix that are feeding the internet, the information. Yet if you think of that web of the internet and how we play with it, but that's
mm-hmm.
an energetic field. And then you think of the different bandwidths, your different television frequencies, the different satellite frequencies, the different layer after layer satellites, space, programs. You start thinking of the different layers of webs that are literally above our heads, and we are trying to move our psyche through into a clean space, and there's no clean space available. Those avenues of frequencies are playing with our minds in ways that we think we're thinking clearly, and many a time we're being shown how to think for somebody else's purpose.
Yeah.
And it's not, don't even go to a conspiracy theory. It's just when you think of the way that advertising and television and phones and you think of somebody on the internet and all of a sudden they're there, you think our minds are being bombarded with frequencies that have information in them. And
right.
we're trying to disseminate our own thoughts, and it's really hard to tell which are our own thoughts and which are somebody else's thoughts or somebody else's instructions. Why do we suddenly go on a shopping spree and you're going, I don't have the money. Why do I want to do that? You come back and you go, why did I do that? And if you don't...
You know, when you were talking about the different webs, that was the one thing when I was going through your website, reading, the existing information that you had in there, and you were talking about, the web, the multiple webs.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was, with us being energetic beings, then it makes sense. We're we're even told, you know, that certain frequencies are not harmful to us or that kind of, but,
mm-hmm.
but when you start layering, you know, frequency upon frequency, the different variety,
yes.
you know, that then it's just amazing. You know, I mean, in addition to watching and absorbing, you know, the content within those
mm-hmm.
networks, you know, but also energetically just being touched by it and moved in various ways by it.
Right. Now, and that, yes, that, and that is, it's why when I started really learning consciously about energy and frequencies and sound vibrations, playing crystal bowls, working with dowsing, working with Reiki and Lumerian energetics, and feeling and seeing how people's bodies responded to the energies, and to what information was gifted through those fields that I was able to pick up and then give back to the person as
mm-hmm.
per se a validation, and in that validation watch their personal energetic field shift. And that is how I learned, and over so many circumstances, amazing pieces, and not so amazing pieces that just kept on validating. And so energy and how I read and how I see the world is not solely based on what is before my eyes. And the truth of whether something is real or not, or authentic or not, or somebody's telling a story, you know, what's telling me something that they want me to believe when it is actually not what they
okay.
believe, I can pick that up. And so when I mention to people about being your authentic self, it is the more we understand our own beautiful, amazing beingness that we came in with, and that we are part of this amazing unity of this universe, then the more we start to see those magic pieces of us, it are an acknowledgement of like, oh, I'm more than I really thought. And that's part of what the labyrinth, when I started, you know, taking people through labyrinth walks, and I would never really tell them what I was doing. You know, I mean, I would say, you know, this is the walk you're going to do, blah, blah, blah. And many people didn't even know what a labyrinth was, but, you know, I shared it. And I said, I'm going to douse your field first. And so I would get my pendulum or the rods, and I would measure, you know, right in front of them, and I would say, you know, I'm going to step back. And I would step back, you know, 3, 4, 5, 10 feet. And then the rods or the thing would stop moving. And I say, do you feel this? And I'm watching them, and they're like, oh, yeah. Because they can feel that very subtle energy that is like an elastic band coming out from them. And most of them have never felt anything like it in their life before. And so I say, okay, now you're going to walk. And so they do the walk, and then when they're finished, I say, stand right there. And I get the rod or the pendulum once again. And I start again, and I start walking back. And usually, obviously, I have to do it outside most of the time. And we get to the point where it opened before, and it's still connected. And I say, do you feel this? Oh, yes. And I'm watching them. As I'm moving back and back and back, 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 100 feet, whatever. I mean, it is absolutely astounding. And I just looking and go, you can feel? What do you feel? Oh, yes. And then it stops and it opens. And I can watch and I can see the person, the field shift. and it's disconnected. Mm-hmm. So once I go up to them, you know, I go back and I stand right in front of them again. And I'm watching their eyes, their feel, their energy, their skin, their hair has completely shifted. And I just say, this is you. And you don't have to have any words to know that that truth is so far inside of them that for the very first time they have felt themselves in a way that they had no idea existed.
Yeah.
And that the vibrational, it's like it's the alchemy that once that is, it's like there's an alchemy that happens inside of them in that energetic field that goes, oh, that's who I am. And from there, then I may never see them again. But I know for a fact that their life has changed because now something has activated to allow them to start looking at the world differently. And certain things will come to them. And as they choose, and it's their choice of how, if they move, want to move forward. And majority, you know, and majority of people do. Majority of things happen completely unexpectedly that they don't even realize are connected to what they've released or what they've changed or how it shifted, but lives completely changed. So that's the authentic part, that once we know there's a field that is deep inside us, that is the first matrix of the soul that we pulled in to live within the babe. And it's connected to everything. And I mean, I've been working this, you know, my entire life, and I'm, you know, not any spring chicken any longer, so to speak. I'm a wise woman time of life and have hold a lot of experiences. But what I found when I discovered the Stellar Nations work and the work out of Hungary, that was a piece of my being, my soul, my development to take me to multiple levels of greater understanding of not only myself, but how interconnected we are to every facet of the greater universe, of the galactics, the universe, the stars, the cosmos, the seen and the unseen, and how I am now allowed, I feel like I'm very much being shown and told how to claim my true authentic self.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In what I do and how I do it, and also the demand that I must live that and learn to live it every day.
Yeah, now see, I firmly believe that, you know, it's one of those things that you have to experience in order to be able to shed insight and understanding about the process to other people. So, well, Ophelia, we're halfway through the show, so I want to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we do have a couple callers on the line with a question for you. And
sounds good.
And we can just talk about that. And then I've got quite a few number of topics as well. So,
okay.
So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,200 shows we have had over the past 7 years. Also on the site are links to the products and services we provide, books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store. Our show is available as a free podcast on iTunes, and you can subscribe for free at the iTunes Store, or even quicker, there is a link on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., and we also have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. Our website, www.biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today is my guest is my very good friend, Ophelia, the Mystic Muse. I've known Ophelia for about 11 years, and as we mentioned earlier on in the show, we did our first broadcast radio show in 2007, and she's been on it a couple of times. She's one of my favorite people. She has, to me, she is a multifaceted diamond. She has so many different facets to Ophelia. They're all refined and beautiful. So you can find out about those, all of the wide variety of things that she offers at her website, which is OpheliaTheMysticMuse.com. And again, I do have a direct link to that website in the show page description. Okay, so with that, we're back, Ophelia.
Thank you.
All righty, so let's go ahead and just take a couple questions and see what we got here. Okay, the first person that we have is Lily from California. Hello, Lily.
Hello.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Ophelia. I'm so excited. What a beautiful spirit you are, and I understand what it's like to have many skills, and I'm having a hard time.
I just lost you.
I have a hard time honing in on my own skills, and having a 16-year-old who's, you know, close to graduation, I'm looking at becoming an empty nester with my new amazing husband, and just wanted to know what, you know, is my son going to be sticking around, or where am I going to work?
Oh, okay. So, obviously, you're at this massive transition.
Yes, and my birthday is next week.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So, the life is a process. You know, we go through our, you know, child, toddler, you know, to young adult, to marriage, you know, to children, and now you're getting to that place where you're going to be, per se, the empty nester. Even though 16, still, you'll never be the empty nester. You know, you don't want that. They're too young to leave that in that way, to completely disconnect. But whatever the, you know, at your whatever your age is, you're going through this life transition from what has been familiar into what have you gained to give back as a guidance to your young adult coming up. And what I've witnessed, because no, we are all human and vulnerable and emotional and mental, and we have done things that are really wonderful, and we've done things and said things that are not nice. So we have to be very truthful. And what I know, that I have sons, is that I've had to now, from those ages, for all ages, live and be the most truthful person I am about who I am, who I've been, what I've done, and what my dream is and where I feel like I'm being led, so that you're giving permission for your children to do the same thing. They are in our care for so many years. We have molded them and guided them, and usually not necessarily the way that their soul is the highest vibration. We have molded them and guided them based on who we think we want them to be, what our expectations, what our family has molded us. And so if you look at the true essence of who they are and why they chose you and Father to come in, that's a place to start on when what you have honed in those years to now.
Because yeah, I've been a single mom until recently, so, yeah.
But in life.
Yeah.
Okay? In life, everything that you've done in life is going to be used and visualized and exampled back to your children and back to community as you go forward, as you become and step into more of a wisdom holder. And we can do that well, or we cannot do that well. And how women behave and how they hold and handle the balance and the understanding of the masculine and the feminine within themselves and within the world at large is going to be huge on how healthy our children grow into, particularly the age group that you have now. There's not a lot of honing of high ethical behavior that is being witnessed. And so how you handle anger, whatever that personal anger is going to be, if you can do that and honor it and use it as a tool to ignite the passion of your being to greater things versus using it to destroy and break apart that which you didn't like. Do you see the difference in that, what I just said?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Then you can use that anger. You can use that, those emotions. I'm just picking one piece. You know, I don't... in the big picture, but you can use that to be a beautiful blessing of guiding your child into being honoring how they feel, what they do, how they use it, and how it can be witnessed and authentic in the world and create positively. Because there's not a lot of really positive examples. We think revolution is in violence and pushing and loudness is good, and absolutely it has a point. It has a place, absolutely. But it's a stepping off place to really honing the purity of what the message truly is inside. And
yeah, I'm sorry, I was going to say, now, Lily, I mean, I want Ophelia to finish, but when she's done, I want to give you what popped in for me from a guy's perspective.
Okay.
Good. I'm sorry, Ophelia, so go ahead.
No, perfect, Robert, perfect.
Well, the one thing, you know, and I mean, Ophelia gave you, like, the detailed, you know, matrix version. And the one thing when you mentioned that, you know, that empty nesting was coming up and what am I going to do? What's next? And all that kind of thing.
Oh, the I'm one thing so that, ready for a new career. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the only thing that I thought was that, you know, when it gets to the point of the nest being empty, that plan for a 2-week party or vacation with a new hubby And the first week is going to be celebrating the closing of that successful chapter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second week will be the opening of the next successful chapter. So it's got to be 2 weeks, you know. You got to let them know that I said it's got to be 2 weeks.
So. It's funny you mentioned that because my husband and I have semi-professional athletes, and there's this competition, and we normally only go for 4 days. And he says, "Wouldn't it be nice, you know, once all said and done, that we go and we just enjoy."
Yeah.
Part of the Polynesian culture instead of visiting the Polynesian culture.
Right.
And we travel quite a bit with our sports, and it is time. And the excitement, I just feel like this birthday is something to be, it's not even a 50 or a 55 number or a 5 number. It's just, feel the shift. I feel that energy. And the last two nights, I didn't have to sleep, and I still woke up so energetic with the moon and everything. And even with the rain, it's just been beautiful. I just feel like it's cleansing and ready for the next shift.
Right. And absolutely go take that and wherever, you know, whatever you do, wherever you go, however you are, and you've got a new husband. Who are you going to be with that man? I mean, that is a completely new you. And then how does that example to your child who has not seen you as that completely new you? And then how do you say you want a career you're new.
My son said to me that he likes this mom better.
Oh, how beautiful.
Because I wasn't so stressed. I wasn't trying to be in 1,000 different places at the same time with all the activities between his sister and him. And my beautiful husband has allowed me, when they found out I had cancer, he said, "That's it, stop. Stop whatever it is you're doing and do the meditations, the metaphysical. Don't, you know," because he knows I don't like Western medicine, even though I'm a nurse.
Right.
And that's one of the things that, you know, I just love about him, that he gets it. He gets that I can let go and allows me to let go without any guilt. So,
okay,
learning.
All right, I will say that you just revealed a couple of pieces that you're a nurse. Then I would encourage you to discover and look more into, if you haven't already, more into energy work, into sound healing, to what it does, how it works, and also about the work of spirit. And those who've passed on, because many a time I have worked with clients over the years, and accidents or illnesses of certain types, and found that it is being held while either this side of the matrix or the other side of it, within the spirit of the ones who's passed. And when that actually shifted, when it was acknowledged that spirit was there or for whatever the reason was, miraculous healing has happened.
Uh-huh.
Healing of second and third degree burns that were only done with the energy work, but it had to do with letting go of the spirit. So that perhaps is the direction of your work that will evolve.
I'm going to share and confirm.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I have one more caller.
You have other callers.
That's fine. But I just want to go ahead and make sure that we give Alma some time. So too. But I do want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you.
And you can contact me. You can contact me privately if you'd like. That would be perfect.
Yep, and her information, again, the website is in the show page description, OpheliaTheMysticMuse.com. Okay, so Ophelia, the other caller that we have is Alma from Connecticut. Hello, Alma.
Okay.
Thanks for waiting.
Hello, Alma.
Oh. Hi, Ophelia. How are you?
I'm perfect. Hopefully you are too.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's been an interesting couple of months. A lot of purging, a lot of what's the word? Just the family ancestral. It's a lot of ancestry. There's no other way to say it. Yeah, a lot of deep rooted things that have been being uprooted, and now I feel a lot lighter, brighter.
Good.
It happened in the last couple of days, actually, since March, which is only 2 days. So. Which is good. It's been a long time coming. So that being said, I was wondering if you see me or if you could have any insight with the next couple of months, maybe meeting somebody on my level relationship-wise, a complimentary relationship.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Well, okay. You did use a good word, your compliment. Okay,
yeah.
That's excellent. That's excellent. As far as, let me go back to what you've just been going through.
Yeah.
Probably it has been going on for way longer than you realize.
Yeah.
Did not have any obvious connections to it. But you said you've done a lot of purging, a lot of clearing, a lot of ancestral work.
Yeah.
That's not okay. That is absolutely crucial in order to be able to bring in a compliment or
right.
who you believe the compliment is going to be for whatever the period of time is. It may be forever, it may be for a short period of time, but whatever, because people come and go from our lives for reasons, even though
sure.
it may not be obvious. So the clearing is like, how I describe it is like you're holding on to a kite and a handle, and there's multiples of strings and you have kites. And so the form of the kite that are up in the wind currents are past lineage that may have nothing to do with you, but you've brought in from mother and father and from, you know, grandparents and this, that, and the other, but
yep.
also from other lineages that your soul has a frequency to.
Yeah.
It could be another lifetime. It could be, well, obviously usually is other lifetimes, but it could be another sex. It could be, you know, a not a very nice person, or it could be a beautiful person,
yes.
it could be a child, all of these different things. And when you're able to, I don't say cut, when you're able to go, thank you for coming in, I'm complete with whatever the message is, whatever the lineage, whatever that is, I'm going to dissolve, neutralize, and purify the thread. And so that thread can dissolve, not cut, but dissolve. And
right.
all you are left holding is a handle with nothing. And you can put it down and it's like, wow, I
yes.
feel light, I feel free.
Exactly.
But, however, yes. the gift on the other side is that whoever and whatever was attached to it on the other end where the kite was, they have not gone off into oblivion. They have not disappeared, even if there were emotions that were so horrific. I like to say that they have now free to go and fly in the wind currents with the birds.
Yes.
And as appropriate, they will go off and follow whatever that freedom is giving in their dream, in their vision, in their soul evolution, spirit evolution.
Yes.
However, the magic can also come where you know that you have actually realized something. It could be short, it could be long. That energy, that spirit is free to one day come into your life like, okay, you're on this show listening to me, ironically. I'm giving you this message. So whoever is out in the ethers flying over the ocean somewhere, okay, I'm going to say the word Madagascar. If Madagascar has any connection to you, or it's going to come up, or you're going to see, whatever Madagascar is, what the connection is. That being is coming through me and saying, I want you to say that I'm free. All is movement. I am in joy. Thank you for this gift of the freedom, because now the lineage that I was connected to, going back and back and back and back and back, we are all free.
We are all
energetically free of the hold. And so now everyone connected to that lineage, to that frequency, it's dissolved and purified.
Yes.
And it is, and our world, our consciousness has gone up another degree.
Yes.
So when you do that, when I do that, when Leila does that, when Robert does that, when every person starts dissolving one tiny piece of their history, of their emotions, of their anger, of their pain, one tiny thing, dissolve, neutralize, and purify. Acknowledge and honor. Honor, honor, honor. Because that's then we keep raising that frequency, and that's what's happening now.
Honor. Yes.
It's like, you know, to honor and acknowledge. The little child comes in, mummy, look at my picture. No, I'm busy. I've got to cook dinner. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Go, leave me alone. But then it's like child keeps going, mommy, please, 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 look at this. And eventually, of course, we've all been there. You sort of explode. What do you want? Sadly. And it's like,
no, we don't.
And the little one looks up at you and says, I did this painting for you. And your eyes just go, oh, my gosh, your heart breaks. You're going, oh, why was I so mean? And it's like, it's beautiful. And it's like, yeah, I just did this because I love you. And at that moment, you have acknowledged that they had a message. You've listened to their message. And they go, oh, okay, I'm going to go out and play now. It's done.
Yeah.
That is what acknowledgement does. No matter how, when we acknowledge something and we're able to move it through in a powerful, beautiful way, we start raising and cleansing ourselves, and slowly the pieces that have been led within us start getting lighter and lighter and lighter, and we change.
Yeah, I feel really grounded, centered, harmonious, and really at joy and at peace. And what you described with the kite, that's exactly how I feel and what I let go of. And you did such a beautiful job of explaining that. And so, like, I know my soul is ready. It's at such a heightened, I don't know, frequency. And it's interesting because when I was going through, this was the hardest. I always think, you know, when you're healing and you're healing yourself, you're purging a lot, and like every time it gets harder and harder. I didn't know if I could get through this one. This one was tough. It was tough. I cried every day for at least, you know, 5 times a day just to get what I needed to do. And yeah, it was just interesting. And you know what? It basically felt like The Green Mile, that movie, Michael Duncan. Yes. That's exactly how I... Like, how would you want me to endure of this? Oh my goodness! Yeah, so it was.
Yeah. Phil, do you have any final words for Alma? Because we're down to about 5 minutes here, so I want to go ahead.
I think you have done awesome, but the work you are doing is profoundly important, and it gets refined. It's refining. It will not stop because you're on this path. It will keep on happening, and you will be given more and more pieces to keep going. And probably in, I would say, 6 months, 9 months, you're going to look back and not even realize who you've become, how far you've come because of
And
that is for everyone who's listening. Please do the work, whatever that is, however it is, because you are incredibly important. A beam of light, a star, piece of stardust. Every single person doing one tiny thing every single day will completely change this planet faster than it's already changing. But the more authentic you can become, the more real and truthful with your own deep self. That is the gift to give, not only yourself, but the gift that you give back to the whole of creation.
Well, thank you, Alma.
Thank you.
All right, bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, Ophelia, obviously that information that you gave out to both of those callers was really what was needed. I mean, because we have Gemini, somebody in the chat room was commenting on how good the discussion was, a good show, and that you, Ophelia, exuded such wisdom. And I made a comment that as long as I've known you, you have always been learning and teaching.
Thank you, Robert. It is my path. For a long time, I avoided. I didn't want to avoid it, but I was also, because I come from such a place that sometimes challenges many people, only because I'm a messenger that I'm being shown to really, if you get to me, they sort of said, if you get to her, you're being challenged to be, take you to another level altogether. And
yeah.
I'm just the vehicle. I'm a very humbly say that, and I'm incredibly honored. And thank you to both your beautiful people and the work they're doing. And to you, Robert, I am in gratitude.
Well, this is always, it's always a good time speaking with you. And, we've gone back a long time, and I'm sure we will continue to go on. So I look forward to our next connection.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we will have to make sure that it's not more than 3 years. Definitely not more than 3 years.
Right.
Okay.
And consultations, I do consultations, in person, obviously in Shasta, but like this over the phone, that when the energies come, then it is like we're in the field, we are connected. In the energetic field, we are connected. And that is where the messages, whether it be in person or otherwise, that's where we connect. On this very high level, so through the airwaves.
Yep, absolutely. Well, now we you are on Facebook and
mm-hmm.
follow each other. So for those of you listening, feel free to join us both on Facebook. And again, thanks, Ophelia. I'll be reading your posts.
Thank you, Robert. Many blessings.
Today, my very special guest has been Ophelia, the Mystic Muse. You can find out more again by visiting her website, which is OpheliaTheMysticMuse.com. And again, I do have a direct link to that website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again...
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.